Good morning, everyone. Great to see you all, and a very happy Father's Day to all the dads and the grandpas. I hope your family spoils you rotten and makes you feel very special. So welcome to all of you, but a special welcome to the dads and the grandpas today. Thank you so much to all of those who supported the Indian evening last night. Boy, did we eat well. Eh? We had a three-course meal, samosas to start off with, a fantastic biryani and curry for the main course, and some Indian dessert as well. And serve, I'll tell you what, your dish went down like you've never known before. This lady could make big money through opening up a curry and rice shop. I'm telling you right now, it was delicious. But thank you for supporting the evening. It was packed. We couldn't fit anyone else into the venue. It was fully supported. And we raised a lot of money for missions, which was the whole idea of the evening. So thank you to everyone who made that such a wonderful success. And then just to remind you to pray for those who are in hospital at the moment. Their names are in the bulletin, most of them. But I spoke to Tony Pods this morning from his hospital bed. He's still waiting for his operation patiently. Jeanette LaRue's in Beacon Bay Life had an operation this past week. Dave Vine was released this past week from hospital. Barbara Rod is still ICU in St. Dom's. And so let's remember those folk who are in hospital. Always say it's not until you're in that place that you know the value of those praying for you and loving you and supporting you. So let's remember those folk in our prayers very especially. All right, we're into part five of our top 10 series. If you're new to the church this morning, welcome to you. We're looking at the 10 commandments. Oh, the headmaster's back. Sorry to interrupt. Carl, good to see you, my friend. What a pleasure. What a joy. Reconditioned knees. So he can get back on the golf course now and swing like he used to swing. But what a joy to see this man back here this morning. Welcome to you. So we're in part five of our top 10 series. We've covered the first four commandments. And remember, the first four dealt with our relationship with God on a vertical level. And the last six deal with our relationship with people on a horizontal level. And so the first horizontal relationship we deal with this morning is family. And I recognize that for some of you, this might be an easy sermon to listen to. You come from a stable, good, happy family. For others, it might be a more difficult and maybe a more emotional sermon. But still, let's see what we can learn together. All right. Exodus chapter 20, verse 12. Commandment number 5 given to Moses roughly 3,500 years ago goes like this. Honor your father and your mother, so that you may live long in the land the Lord your God is giving you. If you read from Deuteronomy 5:16, there's some extra information given to you there, that it may go well with you, the Bible says. Father, we want to thank you this morning for your precious word. Lord, this word is full of life, it's full of truth, it's full of power. And Father, I pray today as we consider families and parenting and children and all that goes with that, you'll give us wide open hearts to hear what you have to say, to respond, and to do what you'd ask us to do in this critical area of life. In Jesus' great name, amen. All right, I'd like us to start off this morning with a practical exercise. And just for a moment, if I could ask you to just close your eyes where you're sitting. And I'd like you to imagine the face of your mother and your father. Even if they've passed away, they may not be alive still. Just try and imagine the face of your mother and your father. And as you see their face or faces, ask yourself the question, do I honor and respect them? Even though they may not be with me any longer, if they've passed away, do I honor and respect their memory? Likewise, if you're a parent this morning, a mother or a father, I want you to, in your mind's eye, to see the face of your son or your daughter, your children. And I want you to ask yourself the question, do they honor and respect me? All right, like I said, for some of you, those may be easy questions to answer because you come from a happy, stable, together family. But for some others, you come from a difficult background where there's been instability, and so it may be more difficult for you to answer. But wherever you find yourself on the spectrum, I'm sure there's lots we can learn together this morning. And so let's get stuck in right away to verse 12 of Exodus 20. Who do we honor? Well, the verse says, first do we honor father, we honor dad. So he's listed first in the verse, honor your father. And I think he's listed first for a reason. Because in God's eyes, the father is the spiritual head of the home. He's the trendsetter. He's the leader. And so with that privileged role comes great responsibility. And so firstly this morning, we honor our dads. But then the verse also goes on to say that we honor our mothers. Now, Mom, if you're here this morning, I want to encourage you that alongside Dad in the home, you are an absolute equal. You're not below Dad. You are alongside Dad as a right hand, alongside a left hand. You're equal together in the home with Dad, just with a different role. Your role may differ, your function may differ, but in God's eyes, Mom and Dad hold equal value. You've both got your distinctive roles to play, and you work together to love and to lead the family. I know in our church there are many single parents who are part of our congregation. You may have experienced bereavement. You may be a widow or a widower. You may have gone through the pain of a divorce, a separation. You may have been abandoned by your spouse. I want to honor you this morning. We want to love you and serve you and encourage you. As a single parent, you carry double responsibility. And so we want to bless you as a church and help you in your road as well. All right, so what does it mean to honor? And specifically in the context of children honoring parents, what does it mean to honor our parents? Well, by definition, honor means to be respectful. There's a critical word. To be respectful in word and action. But listen to this. Not just for merit, but also for rank. That's very important. So merit means performance. Maybe you've got a good parent, in which case it's easy to respect them. But maybe you've got a bad parent, in which case it's difficult to respect them on merit, but you can still respect them on rank. For example, the president of the country, you may not agree with his policies or with his behavior, but you respect the office of president. The rank of president, the office you respect. And the same thing in the home. Your parents, for better or for worse, still brought you into the world. They're still mom or dad, and on rank you respect them. Those who went to the army, remember that commanding officer, you probably didn't like him. He probably made you run far distances and do all kinds of things you didn't want to do, but you respected him, not because you liked him, but because of his rank. And so sometimes, if you come from a bad family, and you say, man, I can't respect mom and dad on merit, sure enough, you can't, but you can respect them on rank because they brought you into the world. So in many ways, this boils down to a choice. I choose to respect my parents and to treat them with courtesy and dignity. The Greek philosopher Plato said this. He said, the honor of parents is second only to the honor of God. It's a very high level of priority to honor your parents. Paul writes in Colossians 3 verse 20, and moms and dads, you're going to love this verse. This is the verse to write on your fridge, to write on your children's lunchboxes at school. Children, obey your parents in what? And all the moms and dads said, amen. Amen. Obey your parents in everything, for this pleases the Lord. That's a critical sentence. For this pleases the Lord. Why do I honor my mom and my dad? I honor my mom and my dad because by doing that, I'm pleasing God. That's a great motivation. I want to honor God. I want to please God. One of the ways I do that is by honoring my earthly father and my earthly mother. For some of you, and this is quite a critical point to mention this morning, one of the best ways you can honor your parents is to forgive them. That's powerful. You see, none of us have perfect parents. Our parents, like us, are fallen, sinful people. They don't always get it right. And as you think about your earthly parents, think about the way your heavenly father's treated you. He's loved you. He's given you grace and forgiveness. When you failed, extend that same grace to your parents. Because none of us have perfect parents. They're just normal people like we are. Proverbs 19 verse 11 says, it is to one's glory to overlook an offense. But now, moms and dads, listen carefully. We can help ourselves in the home by learning to honor one another in front of our children. Oh, this is important. You see, if the kids continuously see dad disrespecting mom, speaking harshly to mom, undermining mom, what are they going to do? They're going to learn from dad, from your example, and they're going to do exactly what they see you doing, undermining, disrespecting mom. They become not what you say, they become who you. Seed produces after seed. They will become not what you tell them to be, they will become what you live. Moms, if you are the woman that Proverbs describes, that dripping tap, drip, 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 man, you are that nagging wife. And you wonder why your husband always wants to fish. He wants to get out the house and get away from the dripping tap. You know? And so, mom, if you're always disrespecting dad and nagging dad and clean the pool and do this and do that, you're going to find Johnny is going to look at your example and they're going to start undermining and disrespecting dad and nagging dad because that's what they see you do. And so, parents, let us make it easy for our children to love and respect us through the way we love and respect one another. Even more powerful is demonstrate to your children how to forgive in the context of marriage. Learn to say sorry. Guys, are you listening to me? This is hard for us. Man, I know with Paula, halfway through an argument, halfway through, I realize I'm wrong. But I've done so well to get to that point. I've argued myself into such a strong position. It's hard to go back. And I've got to go back the next day and say to Tim and to Jim, you know what, I was wrong, and I'm sorry. And so you model forgiveness in the context of marriage, and you make it easy for your children to love and to respect you. All right, three words of advice for parents and maybe grandparents as well here this morning. Number one, remember that children are a blessing, not a burden. Psalm 127:3 says, children are a heritage, I love the word gift from the Lord, offspring, a reward from Him. They are a blessing, not a burden. Even for Kaylee, who has to wake up in the middle of the night with Camden and feed him and change his nappy, losing sleep, it's still a blessing to be a parent. And so, moms and dads, grannies and grandpas, you will never understand the value of telling your children you love them. You can never tell your child you love them enough. Love them, value them, encourage them, pray for them. How do children spell love? L-O-V-E? No. Children spell love T-I-M-E, time. You love them through investing time in them. My dad is here this morning. I can tell you right now, my dad in all of my years never missed one of my cricket games or one of my soccer matches, and yet he was a very busy man at Johnson & Johnson. He showed me his love. Not through his fancy words, but through investing time in my life. Therefore, today, I love and respect my dad more than ever before. So, parents, moms and dads, grannies and grandpas, children are a blessing from the Lord. Number two, and yes, waiting for the teachers to say amen to. Number one, parents, children are your responsibility to raise. It's not the school's responsibility. It's not the teacher's responsibility. It's not Liesl's responsibility downstairs to raise your children. It is your responsibility to teach your children good values, integrity, honor, all the good things. Teach him to love and follow Jesus. The church then supplements. The church complements, the school complements what you are primarily doing in the home. But what we do these days is we outsource that responsibility to the teachers. You raise our children, you teach them good values. No, God says that buck stops with you. The parent is primarily responsible, and the church and the school supplements what happens in the home. So children are our responsibility. And then number three, just to encourage parents. When you feel weak and when you feel tired and when you feel discouraged, as all of us do from time to time, look to God as your heavenly Father for inspiration and support. ask yourself the question, how does God, my Heavenly Father, love and treat me? I want to treat my son or my daughter in the same way my Heavenly Father loves and treats me. What a great principle. I've got that model, that pattern, and I follow my life, my parenting on that wonderful God-given pattern. All right, let's get practical and just give you some practical words of advice this morning. How do we raise, at least how do we honor our father and our mothers practically? And notice this doesn't just apply when you're young, eh? There's no clause in the Bible that says you shall stop honoring your father and mother at age 21. There's no conditional clause attached. Honor your father and mother for as long as you live. My dad's here this morning. My mom was next to him in the first service. I'm now in my 40s, middle-aged. I tell you right now, I love, respect, and honor my parents today probably way more than I did as a child. I'm increasingly aware of the sacrifices they made, of all that they've invested in me to get me to this point in my life. I honor my parents, not just as a child, but even as I grow up as an adult. All right. So, for a child, if you're a child here this morning, honor and respect is mostly expressed through obedience. And all the parents said, amen. So, dad says to you, Johnny, it's time to make your bed and to clean the pool. Johnny doesn't debate. He doesn't negotiate. He expresses his honor for his dad by saying, yes, sir. Obedience is a sign of honor. Disobedience is a sign of dishonor. If I can't obey the voice of my dad, if I can't honor him by doing what he tells me to do, I'm disrespecting him. I'm dishonoring him. So obedience. How do you honor God, by the way? Your Heavenly Father. What did Jesus say? Let me quote him in John chapter 14, verse 15. Jesus said, if you love me, you will keep my commandments. In other words, your love for God is expressed in obedience. Your honor for your parents is expressed in obedience. Dishonor, disobedience. Number two, you can honor your parents in the way you speak to them and you speak about them. How do you speak to your parents? Do you speak to your parents with honor, with respect, with courtesy? Do you speak about your parents with honor, respect, and courtesy? How you speak about them, how you speak to them, is a sign of how you honor them. And then number three, a practical way, and especially as our parents get into their latter years, as mine appear to be. We respect our parents by ensuring they're well looked after in their latter years. I say, Mom and Dad, they looked after me when I was young, I was small. As they get older, I return the favor. I make sure Mom and Dad are well looked after, they're settled, they're comfortable, they're happy. That's my sign of honor to my dad and to my mom for all they've invested in my life. So these are practical ways you can learn to honor your parents. Right, now let's get down to the nitty-gritty. This is the best part. What about Jesus? He's our role model. He's our example. Did Jesus obey the fifth commandment? Did he obey his parents? Well, let's have a look at it. John chapter 1. Interesting verse. John chapter 1 verse 14 says, the Word became flesh. In other words, God became a man and made His dwelling amongst us. He lived as a man amongst men. We have seen His glory, the glory of the one and only Son who came from the Father full of grace and truth. So what's that verse telling you? That verse is telling you that God 2,000 years ago did the unthinkable. God became a man. But God didn't just become an adult man. God became a little man, a baby. Like Camden, God became a baby as small as Camden is this morning. God became, in the form of Jesus, He went to primary school, a young man. He went to high school. He became a teenager. He became a young adult. He went through all the different phases of life. And yet throughout all of those different phases, Jesus obeyed, honored, and respected Joseph and Mary. Let me show you how I know that. Luke 2:51, and you do yourself a favor to read even further than I'm going to show you this morning. Then Jesus went down to Nazareth. Jesus, at this stage of his life, was about 12 years old, so grade 6, grade 7. He went down to Nazareth with his parents and was what? Obedient to them. How do you express honor? Obedience. And listen to what happened. And Jesus grew in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and man. If I was a young person, I would underline that verse in my Bible. Jesus grew in stature, he grew physically, he grew in favor with God, he grew spiritually, he grew in favor with man, relationally. How? Through obedience to his parents. Mom and dad, I respect you, I love you, I honor you. And he began to grow in all these different facets of life. It's amazing how Jesus applied this fifth commandment. Maybe most powerful is as he hangs on the cross. Picture that day. Jesus Christ dying on the cross, not for his sins, but for yours. Can you remember what happened? He looks down into the crowd, and who does he see? He sees his mom. He sees Mary. Who else does he see? He sees John, his closest friend. And from that cross, as he suffers and dies, he says, John, please look after my mom. Isn't that amazing? That is just so powerful. Even as he suffers and dies for the sins of the world, he's still determined to honor mom. John, you, my friend, please look after my mom. Take care of her. And church history tells you Mary spent the last years of her life well looked after in a small little home in the city of Ephesus in western Turkey. John honored Jesus' words by taking care of Mary and looking after her. Jesus put the fifth commandment into practice. He loved, respected, and honored his parents. All right, let's wrap it up in 2 minutes with Ephesians 6, verse 2. Paul picks up on the commandment from the Old Testament and he, in a sense, reiterates it. And he says, honor your father and your mother, which is the first commandment, with a promise. What is the promise? The promise is that it may go well with you and that you may enjoy a long life. That's amazing. So out of all the commandments, this is the first one with a promise attached to it. Paul says, if you want to live well, have a good life, and live a long life, your first step is to honor mom and dad. Isn't that great? Isn't that wisdom? Honor mom and dad, and it will affect the rest of your life. And folk, I want to say again, as I've said in all the previous messages, all these commandments you've seen are not a burden. These are a blessing. Is it not true? Man, to live life according to God's design, according to God's pattern, is a blessing, not a burden. None of these commandments have you left this church thinking, oh my goodness, this is heavy. You've left week after week inspired, haven't you? To live life by God's design is amazing. This brings the best out of life. And so too with the fifth commandment. Honor your mother and father. It'll go well with you, and you may live long in the land. What a promise. A couple of weeks ago, as I close, I was enjoying Mother's Day with Paula at Sinsa. It was my weekend off, and I'd kindly been sponsored a weekend at a beautiful place called Crawford's Cabins, and we were busy having breakfast on the deck there overlooking the Indian Ocean, and just opposite us, I saw a beautiful sight, which I remarked to Paula about on the day. There were four generations of ladies. Great-granny was there in a wheelchair. Granny was there, mom was there, and young daughter was there. All four generations loving each other and enjoying a Mother's Day breakfast together. And I said to Paula, you know what? I'm telling you right now, this family, I don't know them, but I can see they've put this command into practice. It's written all over their faces. They've loved, honored, and respected each other, and the result is blessing, friendship, conversation, love, togetherness. Friends, in a world so characterized by brokenness and strife in families, where so many families don't enjoy being together, may you determine to be countercultural, to raise a family that loves, honors, and respects their parents by the way you honor and respect each other in the home. Look what it says about Timothy. Paul writes about Timothy. He says, I'm reminded of your sincere faith, which was first in your grandmother Louise, in your mother Eunice, and I'm persuaded now also lives in you. Isn't that amazing? Paul says, I know, Paul, Timothy, I know your granny. I know your granny. She loves and follows Jesus. Timothy, I know your mom. Her name's Eunice. She loves and follows Jesus. And now, Timothy, the same things I saw in granny, the same things I saw in mom, I'm now seeing in you. It's become generational. Friends, your commitment to this commandment will affect not just your life. It will affect generations to come. Choose to live wisely. Amen. Let's pray together. Well, as with the previous four sessions, I always like to give you a chance just to be quiet and just to have 60 seconds to think about your life in the light of the fifth commandment. As a mom, as a dad, have you made it easy for your children to honor you? By the way, you choose to honor and respect your spouse. By the way you live your life, by your values. Maybe somebody needs to make a few adjustments in that regard this morning. And then to children of all ages, and that includes me, how are we doing when it comes to honoring and respecting our parents? Are we speaking well to them? Are we speaking well about them? Are we looking after them? It's a great responsibility. But these things are by God's design, and they bring great blessing and not burden. So, my dear friends, in your context, may God give you the grace and the strength and the courage to do things His way. And may your family in all its different facets experience tremendous blessing. The face of God shining upon you, laughter, togetherness, relationship, connection, fun times together, as you choose to honor and to respect each other. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.